Are you ready for this?
Sean Merriman, a one-hand sack. Boom, 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 out go the lights.
This is Lights Out with Sean Merriman.
What's up, guys? We're back again with another Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Merriman. And today we have a pass rusher in the house, one of my favorite guys to watch. And you won't believe it, what team he plays for. Yes, sir. Las Vegas Raiders. I know you guys see me going back and forth with the fans. I love messing with the fans on social media, especially Raiders fans, because I know they're going to bring it. Every time I say something, they're going to come right back out at me. So I love that. I love the back and forth. I'll ask him about some of the most recent comments he had about his sobriety, his recent sobriety, I think of 15 months, 16 months. He's been doing a hell of a job with that and also being vocal about it. Also being a leader. Coming up this year, they have my former Maryland Terrapin, Yannick, on the other side of them, two great pass rushers, and how they plan on wreaking havoc this year. Max Crosby, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. My dude, what's up, bro?
What's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm good, man. How you feeling?
Doing well, doing well. Just just worked out and, headed home to get to you, man.
Yeah, where are you training at this offseason?
So I've been at the Raiders facility all offseason. So, been just working.
Because you wanted to, or are you trying to hit that workout bonus?
No. I wish I had workout bonuses, but I'm not there yet. You know, that rookie contract, you don't get much of that. So I've just been in-house, keeping everything close and convenient and been getting in work.
I thought it was cool that – you know, I like working out with the team because you get the camaraderie. You're there with your fellas and stuff like that. But the damn season is so long, man. So I was always kind of split in the middle until I got that workout bonus put in. When I got the workout bonus put in, I think it was $500,000, $400,000 or $500,000 to get 80% of my workouts.
Okay. Yeah.
See. So that's what I started to do.
Yeah. I don't blame you at all. Yeah. But, you know, for me, it's just, I found out my shoulder, I had a tear in my labrum and my hand was messed up. So for me, I live like 15 minutes from the facility and I get all my meal prep through the team, you know, and everything like that. So I just, you know, I kept everything close and convenient.
Do you think you're going to get anything done? Because I have both my shoulders done. I had a rotator on my left and I had a slap dislocation on my right. And I was cool with the rotator for a while and I just put a harness on it. But when I took the harness off, thinking I was tougher than I actually was, the shit slipped out. It actually slipped out. So
yeah, you know, it's tough. No, what were you saying? Sorry.
Have they looked into it and maybe cleaning it out or just making sure it's all good for the season?
Yeah, so I got cleared over a month ago, and I was able to do everything in OTA. So we took baby steps and things of that nature, but I finally started going against people, and we had no issues. So it feels great.
Does this season feel a little bit different for you guys, like the energy-wise? Obviously, the change location here in Vegas, but I'm in Vegas too, by the way.
Okay.
Here in Vegas, but also, what is John Gruden's, man, his tone been this entire offseason?
Yeah, you know, I feel like the energy is a little bit different because, you know, last year everyone was worried about COVID and are we playing and is there going to be fans, like worried about so much other things besides football. So this year has been a little bit different. You know, we know there's going to be fans. We know it's going to be a real like NFL environment, which we're all looking forward to. So I know Coach Gruden, he brought in some new pieces offensively and obviously defensively, we brought in a lot of new people. So we're really looking forward to it. And I feel like it's going to be a special year for sure.
Who came in the locker room that you didn't expect, man? You like, oh, damn, that dude legit. Like any one of the new faces that, you know, kind of came in. Because I know we either have free agents or we might have had some rookies come in. And I'm like, damn, that dude for real. Anybody that's kind of turned your head so far?
Yeah, you know, I feel like, you know, as far as the D-line, when Unique came in and Gakwe and Quinn Jefferson and Solomon Thomas, when those guys came in, you know, it just – our D-line looks a lot different. Just the way we get off the ball. You know, obviously we haven't been in pads yet, but – just seeing those guys, it's like a breath of fresh air, and I feel like it's going to really pay off. But, yeah, you know, the rookies have looked really good, and everybody's just working. So, it's, you know, it's encouraging.
You know, you guys got a dog in Yannick, man. Went to University of Maryland, and I was, you know, kind of a mentor with him when he was younger. at Maryland, and he just started to flourish, dude. And I mean, I always knew he can play, he can ball, but he shocked the hell out of me in Jacksonville because I didn't know he had that in him, right? Because when he was at Maryland, they kind of kept him on the leash and they didn't let him go and do whatever. And, you know, he's kind of bounced around since then, man. But what do you see happening this year? Because both of y'all coming off an end like that, the team's going to have to pick their poison. Like, are you going to start seeing a lot of fan protection? Who are they going to chip off of the side? How you guys plan on eating off of that?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of what, you know, we expect. We know, obviously, it's a pick your poison. You know, if you want to double Yannick, it's going to give me the one-on-one and then vice versa. So we know we have a lot of guys who can move. You know, Klee can go inside. He can play three tech. We have Solomon who plays, you know, either side on the interior, and Quentin as well. So, you know, obviously we have a lot more. I feel like we have a lot more threats now, and it's going to be interesting. You know, we're going to change things up and keep the offense guessing.
How much time have you guys been spending away, like, from the facility? I always ask this because we had, you know, back when I was playing, we had a close niche team, man. We were super close, even off the field. We were really close. Are you guys, you know, hanging around, y'all boys, like, away from the game, or y'all go there and get your work done and you're done for the day?
Yeah, you know, this offseason, you know, it's been a little bit different. You know, at first there was a lot of teams that were, you know, doing everything virtual, and we were one of those teams. And then after like a week or two, you know, there was a lot of guys that voted like that we wanted to be there for OTAs and get that, you know, camaraderie and everything. So we decided, you know, ultimately we should be in the building together, and we got to really spend that time together. So it's been a short window that we've really been able to spend time. But like as far as off the field, you know, we are staying in contact, you know, all the time. You know, me and Jan talk all the time. You know, we you know, for us, I feel like that's something we've been missing, you know, especially on defense, is like that identity and leadership and like alpha males, you know, stepping up and being leaders. And that's like something I've been taking pride in. I know Yannick is doing that. I know, you know, other guys are doing that as well. So like, I feel like we have a bunch of alphas on the same, you know, track and wavelength, I feel like we're going to have success.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you always been like that? You know, been vocal and been a leader, or you kind of just stepped into that role?
Yeah, you know, that's always kind of been my personality. It's always been like, as far as on the field, like when we're playing on Sundays, I'm usually one of the, you know, the main guys talking, you know, like, no, don't know if I can cuss, but talking shit. Yeah, I'm talking. Okay, perfect. So I'm talking shit to the other team, but I'm also at the same time, like, bringing guys up if something doesn't go our way. Like, I've always been that personality, but I feel like as far as off the field, now I have more respect for my teammates just as, you know, as the person I've been. You know, I've been through a lot of shit in my life. And, you know, I've had to make that transition of being sober and completely clean and doing all that. And I feel like my teammates respect me more as a man. And on the field, it makes my job easier being a leader because they respect me not only on the field, but off the field now. So, you know, just doing that, you know, that's always, I feel like that's what I was put here on earth to do, is be a leader and lead a group of men. And that's what I look forward to. And I really, you know, I really want to be a captain. That's a big goal of mine. So I'm just going to keep working every day to get that.
I saw that you announced that, man, with your sobriety and the change you made. What made you, because I always say this, right? I mean, so much of what we do or what you do now is public, right? Like, everybody always want to nitpick, and we living in that day and time, man, where people just love to take shots at you for any kind of bullshit that's going on. What made you get, you know, kind of put that on the front line and put that out there, man? Because I thought, to me personally, it was smart, it was responsible. But it's also tough, right? Because you kind of open the doors for people to say whatever they want to say, regardless.
Yeah, you know, for me, you know, the social media aspect of it, just like you said, like, everything is out there nowadays. And for me, like, to be comfortable in my own skin, I don't want to be able to, you know, I don't want to be a shell of myself, like, in an interview of, like, or, like, in public when someone's like, here, Max, take a drink, and I don't really know how to answer. Like, for me, it's like, everything nowadays is so out there, like, I don't want it to be anyone questioning, is Max doing this or this or that? But it's like, listen, I'm sober. That's what it is. And that's how it's going to be. So for me, like, it was like taking that next step to really just go out there and tell people, like, listen, this is what I'm doing. And you know, for me, helping other people, you know, I've had so many people reach out. And, you know, a guy like Darren Waller on my team, like, having him in the locker room with me and being able to talk about, you know, addiction and things like that is so rare. So me being, you know, having the platform I have, like being able to really talk to kids and, you know, no matter what it is, I've talked to 50-year-old grown men who are still going through the same issues. So like being, you know, being in my position, I feel like I could really give back and help people out there.
No, absolutely, man. And that was dope that you did that. What are you feeling different body wise? You know, like not a slug. Like, tell me now that things are different. What do you notice, you know, better now? You're waking up better, sleeping better, working out better. What's the biggest difference right now from, you know, you kind of turning things around a little bit?
Yeah. You know, for me, like, you know, everyone says the first year of sobriety is the hardest, you know, and that's, you know, my rookie year, I was not sober. My second year, I was just getting sober. So, like, you know, you're getting sober, you're fine, and you still have those other vices. Like, now, okay, I can't drink, I can't do this. Like, I'm, you know, eat as much as, you know, you start eating a little bit more. You start trying to, you know, figure out what you're going to do. But now I'm, you know, almost a year and a half sober, and I'm really, like, I'm falling in love with – I've always been a hard worker, and I've always been that guy that's always at the front of the line working my ass off. But now it's like I'm falling in love with the process of the hard work, like doing the little shit, like my meal prep. I'm dialed in 7 days a week on my meal prep. I'm the last guy to leave the weight room every single day. I'm trying to be that guy. And I'm really starting to like find a love for that because I've always been a hard worker. But it's like taking that, you know, putting that work to like good use and really, you know, utilizing everything I have. And that's like, you know, like we were talking about earlier with being at the building. Like for me, my life is simple and I got my meal prep in the same building, my everything right in one little area. Like I can really lock in and I've noticed the results. Like physically, I'm in the best shape I've been in my life. And I've been just really focused on and using that addiction to like really take my game to where I want it to be.
Dude, that's next level. People don't understand too. You know, I'm into more of the MMA world and stuff like this, but I train and I love to compete and I still have to because we're wired different. And so when you do have an addiction or you do have something else that's grabbing at you, man, we're not like normal people. Like, you know, we need something to make us go. And so when I hear you and I hear your story and you're being vocal about it, I'm like, that dude's strong as hell, man, because it takes a lot, man, because we're adrenaline junkies. We want, you know, we want to go all the time. We need a little extra. We're twisted. We're wired a little different. And so for you to do that, man, was huge.
No, I appreciate that. Yeah. And I totally agree. I think we're just wired. You know, I know I'm not wired like some of my buddies back home. I know I'm not like everybody, and that's okay. Like for me, I'm a grateful recovering alcoholic. I'm not, you know, ashamed of it. You know, that's the thing. I want to utilize everything I'm doing and utilize, you know, the, like I said, the addiction for my advantage, using it in the positive and helping not only me, but other people as well.
All right. So I'm going to get to it, man. That division in AFC West, man, you guys are cranked up over there. Obviously you got the Chiefs. You got my Chargers over there, my former Chargers.
Yeah.
And Denver, you know, it looks like, I mean, I think they're probably still trying to figure things out at quarterback, man, but they got, you know, nice crew that they put together this offseason. Von Miller coming back. What do you guys see yourself landing in a division this year?
Yeah, you know, I think every year our division, everyone talks, you know, very highly of every team. Everybody's got a shot. You know, everyone, obviously the Chiefs are the top dogs right now, and you got to respect them for that. But I feel like, you know, our team, it comes down to us at the end of the day. It doesn't matter who we're playing. I feel like we can beat anybody, but at the same time, in the last 2 years, we've also been able to lose to anybody. It doesn't matter what the record is. So I feel like us, like it really is taking it day by day, one game at a time, one practice at a time, and staying locked in from start to finish. You know, that's the most important thing, you know, because we went to Cleveland and smacked the Browns. We beat the Saints. We beat the Chiefs in their place. We know we can beat anybody. But at the same time, we can go to Atlanta and get smacked by 30. And that's what we got to avoid. You know, we got to show up every game, and no game is more important than the other. You know, we just got to take it one at a time. And I feel like we got the right pieces to do that.
Have the fans traveled up with you guys? Because, I mean, I have a place here in Vegas. I do spend a lot of time here now. But when I'm in town, man, I see a lot of Raiders. I mean, it's – dude, I was getting my hair cut the other day, and it's the Raiders stuff. But I'm surrounded by it. It's sickening for me as a Charger. But, you know, you guys – Man, the fans for the Raiders, and this is why I love messing with them so much on social media, because I know that they're going to come back and attack. I already know that I'm going to have to plan a couple hours just to respond back, because they're not going to play around. Have you seen that walking around town or just being out here, period?
100%. You know, Raider fans, since I've been drafted, the Raider fans, they're so passionate about everything. You know, no matter if we lose, win, they're all in. And like you said, they'll respond to you, and you know they're going to come back no matter what. So, like, that's what I love about it. And, you know, the whole fan base, because when you're doing well, they'll let you know. And if you're bullshitting and you're not playing to the level they expect you to, they're going to let you know as well. So, yeah, Vegas, I like, especially in Henderson. Henderson's more of like a community, and, you know, families and things of that nature. Like, there's Raiders fans everywhere. It's crazy. You know, I get stopped all the time. And, you know, on the Strip, I get stopped at times, but it's a little bit different because people are traveling from all over the world, and, you know, it's a little bit different. But I know this team and this city is really wanting the winner, and that's all you can really ask for. So that's up to us to go out there and, you know, earn the fans' respect, because, you know, the Golden Knights have done it.
Right. No, and they turned the city upside down. So, Hey, dude, I appreciate it for coming on. Thanks for your time, and good luck this season. Other than those two games, man. Those are the only two games I'm not rooting for. Other than that, I wish y'all luck this year, man. I'm going to come and check you guys out. I can't wait to see what you and Yannick are going to do, man, coming off that edge. And, you know, I know how it's like to have that two-headed monster, man. And one of you guys is going to get off, and one of you guys is going to be double-teamed. So Absolutely. Hopefully it's not you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it, man. Once I get Herbert this year, I'm going to hit your sack dance on him. So I'm going to point to you. I got you.
I'll be there, my dude. Appreciate you, bro.
All right, brother. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys, for listening to another Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Merriman. And that was cool for me. One, I always love having really good pass rushers in the house, because they have, you know, I always say this, there's a lot of positions on the field, a lot of athletic guys, a lot of beasts. But when you talk about a guy who can rush the passer, you have to have a different mentality. Look across the NFL, look at these great pass rushers, these guys who can really get after it. They're built different. You know, some of these guys are able to rush the passer and also be able to run with a tight end down the field, or cover the running back out the backfield. So good luck this year. Only good luck, except for the two games they played my Chargers. Max Crosby, thanks for coming on. Thank you guys for listening in to another Lights Out podcast. Me, Sean Merriman. Keep leaving those great reviews, those comments, reposting anytime you guys hear it or watching on social media, the videos you guys repost. So I appreciate that. But we're coming back next week with another great one.